Jason Little is with us. Hello, Jason. How are you?
Lytle.
Is it Lytle?
It's totally okay, but I'd just like to get that out of the way.
I don't want
to
do it. I'm not even going to... You know what? I'm not even going to stop and do that again. I'm just going to say Lytle and apologise.
It's okay.
Now I feel like an idiot. I've been a Granddaddy fan for over 10 years, and now I've just been... Jason Little, do that. Now I realise that that's why you never responded to me when I saw you live.
Little.
Oh my God, there's a guy down there who's still calling me Little. Lytle, I'm so sorry.
It's totally fine. I get it more than I need.
Well, all your life, I imagine. So sorry.
That's why I just don't put myself in the position of being summoned by anyone ever.
Damn right. And you got Rusty with us as well. Hello, Rusty.
Hello.
It's Roosty.
Hello.
Ruski has got a sweet gig, by the way, because he's, from what I can see, Ruski is your tour manager, correct?
Yeah.
And he's just pressing a button over there. That sounds like a sweet gig.
Pretty good.
I fancy a bit of that.
Envious.
Just over for just a little bit, are you going to come back properly and do some, like, loads of gigs?
My thing is just not ever wanting to leave home. So I'm doing a UK Europe thing, and the UK portion of it is just at Scala and at the Haunt.
This must be quite counterintuitive to being in the music industry if you never ever want to leave home.
I'm figuring out my own balance, and that includes continuing to do this means I have to do it this way.
Yeah.
Or I just don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah.
Yep.
Proportion wise, how long are you, like 50-50, or are you 60 at home, 40 away, or?
I'm like 70.
Good.
Nah, you know what though? What I've done after the Granddaddy days, I've sort of got more into just saying no a lot more, and all of a sudden something piques my interest and says, oh my God, that sounds amazing. Yes, of course I'll do that. So I just don't, we used to say yes to a lot of
too
stuff.
Much.
Yeah, too much.
So now you're at home, what, 75%?
I'm 65-35 right now.
I'd like to see those odds go up a little bit in your favour. I'd like to see 80-20. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? 80-20. I could do a bit. I could handle a bit of 80-20. But I'm confused. So, because Granddaddy finished and we all had a period of mourning on the show, and then it transpires that Granddaddy back together now?
No.
Oh, good. Oh, no. No, not good. Now I've got to go back in mourning. I thought they were.
No, you know, it's... we stopped and we had to stop.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I am... I am... I'm trying to be... You know, I'm trying to be intuitive. And I'm trying to... If it makes sense to make a record and maybe play some shows occasionally, then I will entertain that option. But if it doesn't, then I won't.
Got it.
Nope.
So you're not working on a new record with Granddaddy at the moment?
I'm always writing songs, and the fact that I wrote the Granddaddy songs means that I could be working on a Granddaddy
record. I see, yeah.
Yep.
Because this album's kind of like, it's different, but it's, you know, it's your voice and you've got a very distinctive voice, so you still listen to it and go, I could hear Granddaddy doing that, but at the same time, it's very much a Jason Little record.
Lytle. It's got moments.
Oh, bear in mind, I've been calling you a name for the last 10 years. Going to be very difficult for me to give that up now in the next, like, 20 minutes. But I'm going to do my best.
I think
if you had it, if it was a D, but the fact it's L-Y-T-L-E.
Litly.
L-Y-D. I'm just going to write it down phonetically. L-Y-D-L-E. Lytle.
That's probably how, what you just wrote is probably how it should have been spelled.
Yes. And then some... Where's the name from originally, do you know?
I've heard it's a Northern Ireland thing.
I should be getting that right. That makes it even worse. I thought you were going to say Germanic or Scandinavian or...
No, but it just, I don't know. I guess that happens a lot, you know. They normally simplify it, though, and I don't think they simplified it in this case.
Debt of Disappearance is a beautiful album. I really like it.
Thanks.
Do you call it Department of Disappearance or do you just call it the Debt? Disappearance.
I don't think I've ever called Dept. So yeah, Department.
See, this is a doubly insulting interview. I can't get your name right, and now I can't even get the album right. And then there's me saying, "But I've been a fan for 10 years." This is a disaster. So the Department of Disappearance.
You have a lot of information you have to retain.
Too much, man. Honestly,
recite,
I used to be great at that stuff, and now it just pours out. It's a nightmare. What are you going to do for us first? You're going to do Get Up and Go, right?
Yeah. Great stuff. Give it a shot.
Okay. No, I mean, I hope you can do more than give it a shot. We're in trouble if it's just, I can give it a shot. But we need you to just do it. Jason Lytle. And Get Up and Go.
Get up and go, you can do it. Everything's gonna be alright. Get up and go, you can do it. Everything's gonna be alright. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. Everything's gonna be alright. Get up and go. You can do it. Everything's gonna be alright. Get up and go, you can do it. Everything's gonna be all right. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. Everything's gonna be all right. You can do it. Everything's gonna be all right. You can do it. Everything's gonna all
right. Oh, it's lovely. Get Up and Go, Jason Lytle. Such a nice song. Well, what are you looking at me like for? You're just grimacing. Do you not like that song? I like that song more than you do.
It made the cut. It's on the album.
You mean it made the cut? That's a great song. It's so beautiful.
I like it to a degree, but it's the original version is a little bit peppier and uplifting. That somehow that one's just like, God, just pull yourself out of the dumpster and get over it.
Good work from Rusty over there as
yeah,
well.
Rusty. I know, man. It's all magic fingers.
Brilliant. Really good.
Magic finger.
Magic finger, Rusty over there. Rusty looks like De Niro from The Deer Hunter, doesn't he?
On a good day, yeah.
Today's a good day. A very good day, Rust. Hey, talk to me about Montana. Is it beautiful? Is your life like Cliffhanger? Have you ever even seen Cliffhanger? It's a Sylvester Stallone movie. It's so good. It's like a climbing guy, and he gets up, and then it's, I mean, you know, then it gets obviously ridiculous. But
it's one of those movies that, like, real climbers just despise.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, I imagine they would hate it.
Yeah, but, it's like Firefox and Pilots.
There you go.
But no, it's pretty amazing. It's it really is kind of like living the dream if you have any sort of draw to those alpine mm-hmm. areas and clean air and open spaces and you know, decent people.
So the thing is, here's the difficulty. I'd like you to tell me the best places to go, but the problem is that everyone's going to listen and then more people are going to go. And I imagine you're there because you don't want people there.
I had a hard time for a while even saying the town that I lived in because I did some serious research before I moved there and I didn't want to be like, you know, oh, it's his fault.
Yeah.
You know, as far as, you know, this influx of the 7 indie rockers who...
In that case, let's not talk about the town. At least tell me where you fly to. If I was to fly there, the nearest place to fly to.
They actually have a really nice, the airport, and they're proud to call themselves an international airport. It looks like a really huge wooden, log cabin.
Nice.
Yes. So it's.
You're not going to tell me where that is. I just have to. I now have to Google wood cabin airports to find out where this is. It's going to be a nightmare. But you find that it's interesting because you find, I know, you, and a few of my mates have this, you suffer from this, the SAD, the seasonal affective disorder. So you work, so you sort of lock yourself away and work in the winter, and then you have the lovely kind of outdoorsy in the summer, or I know you do the cross-country skiing as well.
Yeah, well, I stay pretty busy during the winter as well, but I definitely am pretty addicted to the, you know, Google weather forecasts, mm-hmm. and it kind of gives me something to kind of, you know, it's like, all right, 4 days of, you know, just so-so weather, but it's going to, you know, sun comes out.
Yep.
I'm basically addicted to the little sunshine.
Sure. Is it reliable, that weather forecast? Is it good?
Well, I'm glad you asked that because no, it's not.
I was going to say, because you're ever out there, what, hiking or?
But it gives me something to shoot for. Yeah, I trail run, I hike, I actually mountain bike, mm-hmm. I do a bit of road biking, cross country skiing, and a little bit of downhill skiing.
Cross country skiing is very difficult.
It's
my wife's Norwegian, so I've put my time in, and it's downhill is so much fun. It's like,
yeah, and when you grow up doing it, it kind of becomes second nature, and it works some muscles in your body that you're just like,
yeah, where have you been for the last 40 years? Yeah. you can't just get in the game now, strange glutinous muscle.
Yeah.
What? But presumably you haven't grown up doing it, right? So I mean, this is a new.
No,
thing
but
you?
I've always been pretty athletic. I'm leaning towards the more solitary sports, so a lot of that stuff kind of comes naturally.
You surprise me.
Yeah. go figure. No, I tried my hand at American football and some soccer and stuff, but I basically started gravitating towards tennis and then eventually skateboarding and then long distance running.
But skateboarding is what you were. I mean, you could have gone pro skateboarding, right?
I was on my way. I was working toward it.
What's your signature move?
My signature move? I was more into the delicate stuff, like riding the lip and all kinds of like
finesse
and little sort of oddball lip tricks. That
can you
them.
Still do that now? Do you have do you have family? Have you got do your children skateboard?
I don't have kids, but I have a part of me who still thinks he's a kid.
That's all you need, isn't it?
No, I got I have a little pack of old timers that still ride.
Nice.
And embarrass ourselves on a regular basis.
Is that how you got Granddaddy together? Were you all just ex-skateboarders?
Actually, everybody in the band skated to some degree.
It's when you ever made an album, isn't it? That's fantastic.
Yeah, well, it was definitely a bonding glue of and I don't know, the skateboard culture. There's a huge culture surrounding it, so we all kind of spoke the same language, and it was pretty well integrated into what the band was all about.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but did you used to do a thing called, was it canal surfing?
Yes.
Is that like wakeboarding?
Kind of, like a real sort of Beverly Hillbillies kind of version of it. and it's very specific to where we came from. Uh-huh. And Rusty comes from the same area as well in California, where it was very agriculture is like a big deal there. So there's, you know, water canals everywhere, bringing in from water, you know, all over the place. So you'd find a spot where the rapids were, you know, a little bit stronger, and then you tie a rope, and then you go buy a 12-pack of beer, and then you.
So there's no boat involved.
No. It's just a rope and a piece of wood and a case of beer. That's pretty much all it is.
So you're not connected to a car or anything.
No. The rapids are so strong in that spot that you just sort of, you kind of stand on the side of the canal and then you jump on and then you just kind of go back and forth.
Gotcha. And the rope is holding you up, as it were. That's where the tension comes from.
Exactly.
That sounds so cool.
Yeah, it was actually kind of fun for a while. Then
can you still do that in Montana? You must have some good rivers in Montana.
That one I actually kind of crossed off the list of things that I do anymore.
You're done. You finished with that.
I'm completely in denial with all the other ones, and I still try to do them. But that one is like fully off the list.
Listen, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. I'm not happy about this. As a, like, as someone that's concerned about your welfare, you've got quite a lot of dates coming up in Europe. So we've got some France, we've got some Belgium. That's not saying 70-30 to me on in terms of...
They're well thought out.
The Dell time is saying, okay. Well, the nice thing actually is you don't have that many gigs consecutively.
It's so not, no, it's not bad. It's not, it's not bad at all. And I had a pretty good hand at structuring this whole tour together. So the hotels are, you know, this, there's a lot of things that I took into consideration.
You've got to do that, haven't you? You've got to do it right. Yep. You're going to finish up with El Camino's in the West, right?
Once again, I'm going to give it a try. So there's my baby laughing at me in the sun. Wonder if I'm the weaker one. I feel so far away from home. Always so far away. The Pacific will pacify us when we're done. If only we weren't always spun. I feel so far away from home. Always so far away. From El Camino's in the West, we're all collapsed and futureless. I'll paint the words a simple wish for peace of mind and happiness. El Camino's in the West, we're all collapsed and futureless. I'll paint the words a simple wish for peace of mind and happiness. Yeah. So here comes the chaos, perfectly on time again. Is it ever gonna end? I feel so far away from home, always so far away. The demolition still can be a lot of fun. Someone should tell me that I'm done. I feel so far away from home. Always so far away. From El Camino's in the West, we're all collapsed and futureless. I'll paint the words a simple wish for peace of mind and happiness. El Camino's in the West, we're all collapsed and futureless. I'll paint the words a simple wish for peace of mind and happiness. Yes. Do 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 do.
El Camino's in the West. What is an El Camino, Jason?
In Spanish, it means a really long road, but more importantly, in America, it's this really sort of embarrassing but badass muscle car.
Oh, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Who makes it?
Chevrolet.
So it's big. But do they make it anymore, or is it just an old...
Yeah, it's a...
old school, 1970s.
good old fashioned.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's like they've got the
like an Australian oot.
Yep, got it.
Mhm.
They're like classics. Would you have an El Camino?
I would go in on a timeshare with Rusty.
Jason Little, thank you so much.
Lytle.
Cheers, buddy.